We turn now to our correspondent, David Green, who's been touring the country as part of NPR's first 100 Days project. He's been asking people how the recession is affecting their lives. Fueled by a lot of gas station food, David's made it from Michigan's Upper Peninsula down to Kentucky, where he spent a few days with people who own or build houseboats.
When you've been driving for a few weeks, the music on the radio starts to feel like a soundtrack.
Gonna jump right back into more of today's country, yesterday's favorites.
Sometimes it's perfect, like when George Strait was taking me into Kentucky to check out the houseboats. This time of year, it's peaceful at the marinas around southeast Kentucky. The houseboats are tied up, looking like floating RVs waiting for their owners to arrive, along with the spring weather. But this isn't the whole story. In truth, the houseboat industry is facing hard times. Manufacturers are struggling, and the people who build houseboats are losing their jobs. It's been a rippling effect in the industry. Let's start with a guy named Dave Powell. I met him up in Louisville. For him, a weekend houseboating in his home state is paradise.
We're to the Kentucky Caribbean, because our water's clear.
And the clear water lures him down to a lake near the Tennessee border every weekend, 8 months out of the year.
You got your 22-foot front yard on the dock, and you can sit on your front porch, and you can talk to your neighbors.
You don't have that kind of neighborhood nowadays here?
The neighborhood I live in, it's 3 acres. Plots and up, so you don't sit on your front porch and talk to your neighbor.
Dave's floating front porch was built a few years ago by Majestic Yachts Incorporated. It's a small company in southeast Kentucky. And now Dave is ready to give them more business. He wants to sell his boat and have Majestic build him a bigger one.
But the way the economy is, you can't hardly sell a rowboat, and nobody wants to let go of the money.
Including banks. Dave says banks are much pickier about who they'll lend to these days, and they're insisting on hefty down payments. A year ago, boats were selling so fast, Dave would have taken the risk buying a new boat before his old one sold. But now Dave says he's decided to wait. He does look forward to the day when he can call up Jim Hadley, the owner at Majestic, and say it's a go.
Jim knows that I'll come back to him to get a boat. I just call and tell him what size the hull is to start welding it up.
Thanks again, Dave. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, same here.
Thank you much.
Good luck getting that boat. Sold.
Oh, yeah.
Two hours south from Louisville, and you find Majestic's factory.
My name is Jim Hadley. I'm the president and CEO of Majestic Yachts Incorporated.
I spoke to Jim in one of his two factory buildings. It was empty and freezing.
We don't even heat it right now.
And there's no need for heat because there are no employees. Last year, Majestic was busy building 12 houseboats. This year, they're feeling the impact from decisions made by boaters like Dave Powell. Majestic hasn't gotten a single order for a new houseboat this year, and the company just finished laying off its entire workforce, 27 people. It was tough, Jim said, because there were a lot of old friends. Now it's just Jim and his two co-owners working on a couple projects by themselves.
We are kind of like an old rock band. We've been together a long time, and hopefully we'll be together a whole lot longer. We love what we do. Manufacturing of houseboats and river yachts in our blood has always been in our blood.
He's not used to the silence in his factory.
It's weird, very weird.
Will these machines go on?
Sure. Mighty fast. That's what we use to cut our aluminum pipe with.
Jim got a little giddy as he brought the place back to life for a few minutes.
We're going to fire it up here. Uses a lot of juice to get the cranking. Now we're getting back to my sound.
I asked Jim if there was a place I might catch some of his employees.
Just trying to think.
I could take him out to dinner or buy him beers. Or...
Well, if you bought him beers in this town, you'd have to get it from the bootlegger because we're dry in this town. But now we might be able to come up with a little moonshine for him.
There we go. I opted out of that. But Jim did ask an employee named Faye Womack to drop by. She got behind the wheel of her car.
Do you scare easy?
You gonna take me on a joyride?
Yeah, where you wanna go?
Yeah, show me around a little bit.
Faye is 54, and she talked about how she's known the owners at Majestic for years. They're like family.
I really hate because we're all laid off. It's bad because, you know, there's a lot of good people works there. Sad. It is really sad. You know, you hate to lose your job. And, you know, there's people with families. You know, it's bad. It is really bad. And there's nowhere here to get a job.
Faye told me she stops at Majestic every couple days to see if there's been a phone call from someone like Dave Powell up in Louisville. But she also has another worry.
We can get out.
She brought me to a marina close to Majestic, and she said she's concerned that if people become too cash-strapped, they'll just stop spending money to houseboat altogether.
If there wasn't people down here, it would be sad. So, I don't know, David. Time will tell, child. That's all I know. You know.
It is a little cold out there.
Yeah, it's cold. I've kind of worked on boats when it was this cold, though.
Can I get a photo of you outside with the boats? Would that be...
No! You're not going to take my picture.
No, I have to. We got to get you on our internet with everyone I meet on the show. Is that okay?
Look at me.
You're beautiful.
You're on drugs.
She did let me take that photo. The time came to say goodbye to Faye and hit the road to meet other people who've been touched by this recession.
Whiskey River, don't run dry.
There's a lot more of I-75 in front of me. I'm David Green, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.